Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast. It's so good to have you here, and happy Wednesday, everyone. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and today's podcast episode, I am bringing on one of my fellow Beam girls. I met her in Nashville, and immediately her energy just clicked with me. She made me feel so welcome, so comfortable in an environment that I was a little bit nervous and anxious about. So I just have really loved our friendship that we've started to grow. So everyone's going to meet Hayden Britt today, and she's currently in college, so I feel like this would be an amazing and fantastic opportunity to talk to a fellow college girly, because I know a lot of you are in that stage where, what are your next steps and how do you balance everything when it comes to health and fitness in college? Plus, I love hearing Hayden's story, and we're really lucky to be able to hear her open up about her whole fitness journey. So there's a lot to take away in today's episode. I do need to put a trigger warning that she does talk about her eating disorder. So if this is something that is triggering to you, I need you to know that that happens. There will be timestamps if you want to kind of skip around it, but just want to put that in here as a disclaimer before you get into today's episode. If you're new to the podcast or you haven't listened in a while, this season two, I've started to do two new things. One is a word of the week, kind of a focus and just something that I'm feeling when it comes to this week that we can all focus on. And then the second thing is reading a review from the podcast. Anytime you guys rate or review my podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts, I love that. And I just want to let you know that you are seen and heard. And I love to hear and see feedback when it comes to this podcast. So I love to share those. And plus, it's like a little shout out to you. So just thank you all. Today's word of the week is going to be communication. And the definition is the exchange of thoughts, messages, or information as by speech, writing, or behavior. For me, I wanted to focus on this word because we talk a tiny bit about it in this podcast episode, but just being able to communicate and connect with other people. For one, I absolutely love that purpose and reason of the podcast, that we're able to have these conversations and connect one-to-one in a deeper way. I also love that whenever we're having a hard time, it's so nice to be able to talk to somebody else, connect with them, share our story. So I just feel like connection is a very powerful thing, and we can do that through communication. I really just think it's so important to have our voices heard out there. So if you want to say something, speak up, communicate it, and there's never any harm in asking. You never know if you don't ask. That is a lesson I have learned, and I wish I knew that sooner, because there is so much power when you just ask for something. Yeah, that is the word of the week. Now we're going to read the review. And today's review comes from MMITrovic77. It says, the realistic queen to ever do it. Britt has not only encouraged me to be consistent in the gym, but also love the work I put in. I've been listening for over a year, and I can't express my gratitude enough. I've been in search of a fitness expert for years that didn't talk about weight control and food. Britt gives the reasons to why things inside the gym, outside, food, etc., why it's good for you. Britt, you've made me not only stronger, but more confident with myself. Keep doing your thing. P.S. We love hearing King Darian too. Love it so much. Seriously, I'm beaming every time you guys write a review or rate the podcast. It means so much to me. Thank you for making this family and this podcast space such a safe space and such a fun and amazing place where I can open up. I can talk with you guys. We could bring on some amazing experts or bring on other people through their fitness journey, just to hear and know again that we're never alone and that there is a lot to learn always from others, from ourselves, and just kind of goes back to communication. So I love it. So without further ado, let's hop into today's podcast episode with Hayden. Hello and welcome. We're welcoming Hayden Britt to the pod. Say hey.
Hi, everyone.
I am so excited. Hayden's currently a college student, so this is going to be up for all our college girlies out there and be able to just listen and hear from you and your story. Do you want to give a small little background about yourself or introduce yourself, who you are?
Of course. Hi, everyone. I'm Hayden. I am 23 years old. I am a college student. I go to Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia. I love all things fitness, all things wellness. I have been working out for the majority of my life, and I just like to show that online and showcase my life. I love my friends. I love my dog. I love food. I check all the boxes. I love it all. So yeah.
So I met Hayden at the Beam event in Nashville, and it was so fun.
We love Beam.
We stan Beam. We love their product.
We stan it.
Yeah. Well, you're actually, don't you have a gluten intolerance? I don't want to like put words in your mouth.
I'm celiac, so okay. I can't like physically really digest gluten, and I'm also dairy free by choice because, you know, dairy messes with you, girl. So.
And Beam is just like 10 out of 10 for you. So I love that.
Beam is amazing. Beam is like the only company that I feel like has ever not given me any GI issues at all. So I'm like the biggest supporter of them.
We love that. And
we
I
love Beam.
Yeah, we do. Enough about Beam. This isn't about Beam. This is about Hayden.
Yeah. So yeah.
we met
on a tangent.
Yeah, we're going on a tangent. We met at that event though, and you were so fun and welcoming. I was like, I need to have this girl on the podcast because your energy, you were so just bubbly and friendly. Darian and I loved hanging out with you, and it was just big hugs. So all the girl chat
Thank
today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, it's
Oh my God.
No,
that was like the best event ever in like the whole world. It literally was so much fun meeting you guys, and I was so nervous. I can't believe that like I came off like so bubbly. It's just who I am. I love meeting new people, but it was the best weekend ever. And you and Darian were probably the nicest people I've ever met. So
you're so nice. I was also nervous because normally like when I go to events, it's about somebody else. So to have like the whole spotlight, I'm like, I don't feel like this is happening. Like, so you just made me feel very comfortable, and I appreciate that. So
of course, yeah. You deserve it.
You're so nice. Thank you. Okay. So give me the 411. What does your typical day look like? Are you a routine girly? What's it look like in college for you? Let's hear it.
I am literally a routine girl too. I die. I cannot go a day without my routine. When I get a day where I can't do it, it throws me off so much, which might be a bad thing, but I think it's a good thing. I obviously have classes and stuff, so my day kind of revolves around school because that's my number one priority. But I'm definitely someone who's up early in the morning. I have like a nice morning routine where I get some stuff done, and depending on if I have class like earlier in the day or later in the day, I'm at the gym, going to class on campus, doing homework after. And I usually try and like walk in the afternoons. You know, it's like nice being in college because of course there's no parking anywhere on campus, so we have to walk everywhere. So I get so many steps in, but it all kind of revolves around when I can get to the gym and when I can go to class. It's kind of my day. So I'm usually at the gym around like 8:30 in the morning or 10 if I have class later in the day, class in the afternoons, and doing homework at night.
That's awesome. It takes me back to college because I totally forget you walk everywhere. Even though I had a car, like I drive to the grocery store and stuff, but around campus, you're just walking. That's so fun.
It's so much walking. It's so good. I like sometimes I hate it because I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to calculate it in like an extra 15 minutes of walking to get to class. But, and I will show up late if I don't do that. And like, you know, no shame. I will show up late. It doesn't really matter. But I have begun to like love it and like just not even wear headphones and just like walk and like listen. And because like Blacksburg is very in the mountains, so it's gorgeous.
Oh, cool.
And during COVID, I really like got used to being outdoors and like seeing everything. And although it's cold in winter, it's still like nice to be outside and see nature. It's very calming.
It is calming. I remember on my like college walks, that's when I would always call my mom because it was my first time being away. So I'd have like a 15-minute walk to class and I'd just like, hey, mom, just walking to class. And I think that really helped our relationship a lot because it was like the perfect time where I wasn't doing anything else but walking. So it was a great time to call and check up on friends, family. And now you can listen to podcasts and, or just nothing, like you said, just enjoy being outside. I feel like that's so grounding. How did you initially get into the fitness space for yourself? Like, did you grow up playing sports or what's that look like?
So my story around like fitness and exercise is super interesting and honestly long. I grew up in Maine, like skiing and riding horses a lot. So I was always outside and I always was like moving and exercising, even though I like didn't think of it as that.
Yeah.
And in seventh grade, I finally was allowed to get Instagram. And so I had Instagram for the first time and I followed like my first fitness influencers. I don't remember who. I'm like, I wish I could say, honestly, I remember it was probably like 2011. So pretty early on, and I started to want to work out. And so in seventh grade, I would go out to my back porch at 5:30 in the morning before school with my textbooks as weights because my parents didn't have any weights. And I started to lift weights in seventh grade. I knew nothing. It was like, it was just something that was like fun for me to do. And I just, it was so like, I'm such a routine person. So like, it really just, I didn't know anything that I was doing. I was doing like squats with the textbooks and then I had water jugs too. It just, I don't, it was just so funny. And I started playing lacrosse that year. So I ended up actually playing lacrosse for the rest of middle school and high school and then going to college for lacrosse. And I think that like me starting to work out in seventh grade really initialized that process. I like learned how to work really hard to get where I wanted to go. And I worked out all through high school. I had like a little fitness Instagram in high school. I never really like restricted myself either. Like I ran a half marathon when I was 16. Like
wow.
I just always like loved to work out. It was just an energy giver to me. Like it just made me so happy. And then I played a year of college lacrosse at the College of William & Mary, which is a really great school. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think we talked about that, but yeah. Oh my gosh. I love that.
It was really, really amazing school and like such amazing women. Like I learned so much, I feel like in that year, but I also just after that year realized it really wasn't for me. There were a lot of other things happening in my life. I then transferred here to Virginia Tech and my journey with exercise over like the past 4 years has been super up and down. I actually struggled with an eating disorder for around 3.5 years. So I was dealing with that starting in my senior year of high school and going into college. And like, just really didn't think much of it. Like really thought that that was like normal for me to like have that struggle with food and not understand how everyone else around me was so comfortable with not only like food and nutrition, but also their bodies. And I was just someone who was super conscious about it. But we can talk more about that later because that's a whole other subject. But yeah. I pretty much struggled with that for a really long time. And exercise for me became something that was really unhealthy for a couple of years because it was something that drove my ED. And then eventually I like decided I wanted to not live my life like that. And I started recovery. And like everything else I've ever done, I went absolutely hardcore in recovery. I went cold turkey with my eating disorder. I woke up one morning and said, I'm done living my life like this. I went to the gym and I started picking up heavy weight. And I followed every single person I could find on Instagram and on TikTok that were strong women, like people that I like looked at and was like, these women are so freaking cool. Like Golden Fitness, like Kate, who you had on this past week, like everyone who I looked at them and was like, oh my God, these, like, I want to be like that, you know, so inspirational. And I started posting on TikTok and like people kind of resonated with my message and here I am. So it's been such a journey because like weightlifting, I feel like healed me. so much. And I know people always say, like, I'm going to the gym to fight my demons. Like, I was actually really fighting demons there.
Yeah.
And it just, it, my journey with fitness in like the past year and a half has been something that's been so life-changing and like healthy and just not about my appearance and more about how I feel in my body. And that's like what it should be. I guess that's like why it's called a fitness journey, because it's always changing. Yeah. So that's it.
That is so inspiring. That is crazy. At seventh grade, little Hayden with her textbooks. You were ready for COVID. When the gym shut down, this girl said, oh no, I've been here. I have been here. I got my water jugs. I got my textbooks. I'm ready. Okay, there's so much to unpack here. The first thing that I want to ask is, how do you think for younger girls that are growing up now, even like raising Vinny, or if it's someday I have a daughter, I'm trying to think of the best way to teach them healthy habits without getting to that extreme of pushing yourself to where then health and fitness becomes unhealthy. Because I know there are a lot of girls who are, you know, 14 and 15 and 16 who will DM me. And I'm like, I was not even in the gym until I was 19 or 20. How do I explain? Yeah, it's great to want to live a healthy life. I love that. But help them not be, have it overcome them, or what word am I looking for? Obsess. Have them obsess at such a young age, because it's hard when you're 16 and you're looking at somebody like us. It's like, we're in our 20s. We're in a totally different stage of life versus a 16-year-old who's like, oh, I aspire to be that. But it's like the timing's off. What kind of advice would you give that? Or what would you wish you would have heard or known?
I think like it's so important. There's two things I can say here. First of all, like, you as a mom and also someone who has a platform, and me too, it's so important that we like lead by example. Like, it's so important to show up your best self, be your best self, engage in those healthy behaviors in a way that isn't detrimental to your health or anyone else's health around you. I think that that's something that is so huge. Like, I'm sure Vinny sees you like going to the gym and knows like it's healthy to work out and knows like what it's good to eat, and how you just, I'm sure, guide him through life is positive when it comes to fitness, exercise, and all of that. And I think it's important, kind of like regardless where you are in your life, like if you have a platform or not, to lead by example, because not only will those healthy habits be good for you, you will help people around you and you will attract individuals who resonate with that energy, for sure. That's how I feel. Yeah. And I also think keeping an open dialogue about it is crucial. We have to talk about why X, Y, and Z is unhealthy. We have to talk about making sure that you're taking rest days, making sure that you understand the importance of not pressuring yourself to go to the gym because you have this desire to look a certain way, making sure that your fitness journey and your relationship to the gym is not anchored in your body image. And I feel like that's so hard with like younger women and younger men, people like all around that age, because your hormones are changing and you're online, you're seeing stuff. But like, my hope is that like, because it's so much more present for kids growing up now, that there will be more of an understanding of that's not real or realistic for me. Yeah. And that like, if people like you and I continue to talk about what is healthy and what is not, and like I said, lead by example, and if parents engage with their kids about that and they say like, there's no pressure to finish your plate of food, like you don't have to eat all of that, you eat until you're full, like that kind of thing, and making sure that like your children or the people that are around you, I guess to say, or the, like even my little sister, like my sister is 16. I love her to death. And I have been so on her butt about everything, making sure that she's doing well, like mentally, physically, everything. Cause it's hard, I think, to grow up with TikTok and Instagram. And I don't even know, like there's new apps that she and her friends are on too, which I feel old hearing about.
Yeah.
I just think it's important to keep it like relevant and keep an open dialogue about it. Like, it's not a shameful thing to be concerned about your relationship to the gym and to your body. It's so important. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I love that, that you brought up, it doesn't have to be a shameful thing, because I feel like when you feel shame, that's when you self-isolate. That's when you don't talk about it. And you can even go into a further spiral because you feel alone. You don't feel like you can ask for help. You're feeling embarrassed about the place that you're in, or guilty. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to feel that way. You know, there is a light, there is a hope. Is there, I guess you mentioned rest days. Is that something that you struggled with, taking rest days? Were you a girly who was like, I can't rest, I have to be in the gym every day or else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how did you get over that? Because that's something else that I get lots of questions about, that it is okay to take rest days.
Retrospectively, looking back, I was someone who would cry if I didn't work out. It was really bad. And I didn't see it then. I thought it was healthy.
Yeah.
I thought that was fine. When I was a freshman playing lacrosse, I would go to the gym in the morning before I had lacrosse practice for 5 hours in the afternoon. Like, I thought that was normal to do, but it really wasn't. And it really only came to me in the past year and a half, and understanding that rest days are super important, and not only like training, because there were so many like things that I wanted to do when I started getting into lifting, in order to gain weight from like recovery. And I wanted to like lift super heavy and like get like 40s up on shoulder press and like all this stuff. And yeah, I realized that like, I can't, if I walk into the gym and my body is not feeling like I can do that, I cannot do that. It's not one of those situations where, or I feel good, but I'm not sure mentally I have to push through. It's, if you aren't feeling great because you haven't given yourself rest, why are you there?
Yeah.
Like, there are other ways to serve you. And like, I think that also that might have been for me coming with getting older, and I am so much more conscious of like my peace and like when I need to rest. Like, I love my alone time. I love to go on long walks. And I think that shift really became apparent when I shifted my mindset from like, I have to be in the gym for an hour, 2 hours every single day, sweating, doing all this stuff. Like, that's how I'm going to get to where I want to get to know I can go on an hour long walk with my dog a couple days a week. I can do like yoga and like a little bit of core on my mat in my bedroom if I don't have time to get to the gym one day. And I still feel good. And I'm not losing progress. I'm getting better. That's where that change kind of initiated for me. And it's just been something I've had to grow and work on, pretty much.
Yeah. Just small baby steps of realizing it's not the end of the world. It's going to be okay. And having that kind of mental dialogue within yourself, mm-hmm. and finding other things that are still serving you in different ways. So those walks and maybe just a little bit of core where you're still, you know, it's baby steps. I love that. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Schwank grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Schwank grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Schwank grill. How did you see, was this something inwardly that you realized, hey, this isn't normal? Or did someone say something to you? How did you come to the conclusion of, I want to change my life. I actually am not happy with the way things are going.
Like in terms of my recovery or just That's a loaded question.
I'm sorry. Is this too deep? I guess we're getting really deep with Hayden.
I go deep. I've had a lot of therapy. I'm a big therapy person, so aww, I'm comfortable with going deep. I had a lot of stuff going on in my life that surrounded why I was going through what I was going through with my eating disorder. I think that a lot of people think that eating disorders are a vanity-based illness, like you're concerned about what you look like or your weight. And I am a psychology major, so I've done a lot of research on this, and it is not that. It is more psychological than most people think, and it's a lot about control and controlling things in your life. And I had a lot of things going on about 3 or 4 years ago in my family life. I was going to college. I like had a boyfriend and were breaking up, and there was just a lot going on. You know, I was 18 and my hormones were still shifting. You know, I was young, and that was the one thing I could control, was how much I ate and how I felt. And I allowed that to go on for a really long time because it provided me with a sense of control throughout the pandemic as well, when I think all of us were kind of reeling and not sure what was going to happen to our family members and to the country. It was just a really hard time for everyone. And I think that I didn't think twice about what I was doing to myself, about how I was treating my body. I thought that was fine. And it wasn't until I started to, I worked out consistently throughout most of the time that I had my eating disorder. And in the 3 months before I decided to go into recovery, I stopped working out for the first time since seventh grade because I didn't have energy. Like my body physically couldn't do it. And I was having such a hard time mentally in school. I didn't have enough energy to do schoolwork. I didn't have enough energy to, like, I'm in college, I can go out with my friends. I just was not mentally doing well and physically doing well. And it got to the point where I decided, like, I can't live my life like this anymore. And although an eating disorder can be very dangerous and there are a lot of complications that come along with it, I feel like a lot of people can relate to things they struggle with, where it's like, I can't live my life like this anymore. I have to make a change. And so that is when I decided, like, I need to flip the script. I need to, like, live up to, like, who I think I'm going to be. Like, my younger self would not be proud of, like, who I am right now. And I need to get better. That was really, I had like a breakdown. I had a full on breakdown and called my mom in the middle of the night. And it was really hard. And I told my mom, like, and people also, I feel like, don't talk about like the shame around eating disorders. Like, we talk a lot about, like, oh my gosh, like, you can do it, like, you can get better. And that's very true. But when you're in it, it's like your biggest secret. And it's very shameful. And so I told my mom, and I was so scared of what she was going to say. I was like, oh my God, is she going to be mad at me for doing this and for acting like this and treating my body like this? And she was like, okay, you'll get better. Like, that was her response. It was so, like, and it wasn't like, oh my God, you know, it was what I needed to hear.
Oh, love your mom for that. She's an
Yay.
angel. I love her. I love her. So that whole experience, like, I woke up the next morning. I went to the grocery store. I bought so much food. Oh.
And I went to the gym and I set up my tripod and I filmed. I don't even think I have a tripod yet. I put my phone
On the
up
water bottle?
on my water bottle. Yeah.
Yep.
And I filmed my workout and I posted it on Instagram that day and like kind of like alluded to what I'd been going through. And that was like where it all started. So it was very much so like, I can't go on like this anymore. And like who I am, I know who I want to be, and this is not it. I have to live
Wow.
according to that. So it was good.
Wow. I sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for being willing to even share that. That is very vulnerable and very personal
Yeah.
to you and your story. And I hope that some girls listening, maybe if they're in the same place and they're just looking for any kind of help or looking to know that, hey, they don't have to be ashamed of what's going on. It's okay. There's hope. I really hope that someone listening to that can take this to heart with them and be able to better themselves. It hearing from you is so inspiring. So thank you. Seriously, thank you so much. I just want to give you a big
Thank
hug. Like I
you.
person. It's so beautiful. And I love that you were like, you know what? I want to change. This isn't who I want to be. You saw your worth, you saw your potential. And I love that you took those actionable items and those steps. You said, I know what I need to do. I'm going to do it. And I feel like filming that probably helped keep you a little bit accountable. And
definitely.
I love that you, what's the word? Seeked out? No, sought out. Yes. You sought
There you
out
go.
People though of like kind of a different body style, right? People who are lifting heavy. You're like that's my new goal. Let's find some of these strong and empowered women and shoot for that. I love that. That's
amazing.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. No, thank you. Big hug.
I know.
The deep dive with Hayden. Wow. Incredible. Oh my gosh. I'm just so, this is an amazing episode already. So thank you.
Thank you. I mean, I like can't not talk about it. Like it's
yeah.
something that like I am just, like, you know, when you met me, I'm such a vocal person. I
yeah.
don't shy away from things. And like, it's so much a part of who I am today. Like it was so hard, but it made me who I am. So I have to talk about it.
Yeah.
It would be a disservice not to.
Yeah. And it's definitely helping a lot of people now. So
I would hope so. Yeah.
For sure. For sure. How do you think now do you balance health with fitness and college with all of that? How do you do it now?
It's hard. I'm not going to lie. I feel like it's so easy to make stuff look so easy online. I think like I look at other people's pages and I'm like I have a couple friends that I talk to all the time who are in a similar situation that I'm in. And I'm like, you make it look so easy. And they're like, no, I'm so stressed. So it's hard to be a college student and want to do well in school, find a job when you graduate, and also continue to prioritize your health, your wellness, your mental health, your fitness. I would say that like I have just made working out a non-negotiable in my life. Very much so, like I have to drink water, I have to eat, I have to, you know, like take a shower today, I need to work out. And it's, if I can't do it, I can't do it, and that's fine. But I've made it very much so a part of my schedule. I make sure I'm doing class, I make sure I'm doing schoolwork, and at the same time I make sure that I'm getting that workout in, because it, like I said earlier, gives me energy. It doesn't stress me out and take stuff away from me. I think it's really hard to balance like a lot of schoolwork with anything, like anyone in college I'm sure is aware of. But it's important to like know like kind of what needs to go and what needs to stay. So if I can't get to the gym a day or two out of the week, like I didn't go on Wednesday when I wanted to, I shouldn't have time, and that's okay. So it's all about kind of, I'm a scheduler too.
Yeah.
I schedule everything out and I write out like to do today and then homework that's due and then what I need to do tomorrow. And that helps me a lot, but that's very type A. So
yeah.
Not a lot of people, I'm not really sure if that would help, but it helps me. So
I am also a list person through and through. I just, even if I don't look at it, I have to at least write everything down so I know it's somewhere and then I can like breathe. I'm totally list person.
Are you someone that like writes it down on paper? Like, does that help you or do you like put it in your phone?
Both, all of them. I have like three different places where I'm writing. I'm embarrassed. It's always on my phone like the night before because I will try to fall asleep. And then I have to like grab my phone and be like, oh, these are like the 10 things I have to do. And I'm like, I know I've already written them down in my planner, but I also have to write them down on my phone. And then I also put them in my scheduler. So I'm like, I have problems and I still don't get everything done, but that's just another story.
That's me. I literally like write it down in my agenda and then I have a separate notebook that's like my to-do notebook that I write it down in. And then I'll put it in my phone in the notes app and then I'll take a photo of my notes that I wrote down too.
Not the screenshot. You're saying you take a screenshot of that? Oh.
I open the camera app and I take a picture of my I don't know why. It like helps me. I'm like, it reminds me to do it. So weird.
The other five lists weren't enough. It's the photo of the lists that really just gets Hayden going.
It's my reminder. Like my boyfriend always makes fun of me. He calls me like an old person because like I will forget everything but I have a photo of my list so I'm gonna be okay.
You have the photo. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Are you a big grocery shopper? Like what are your favorite things that when you're at the grocery store you pull always, like staples?
I love to grocery shop. I probably go twice a week.
Do you have your list? Do you have a picture of your list? Are you a, like, do you plan what meals you're going to have or like an idea or do you just kind of free shop?
I've got like my staples and then like I'll like write stuff down and either take it or put it in my notes of like stuff I want to try. So like my usual, like if I was going, which I did this like a month ago because I came back from winter break and had to like restock my entire house, which is like so annoying, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I just love to always have food. So my like staples are, I'm so heavy on like fruits and veggies. That's like my number one thing. I'm very much so someone that eats a lot of whole foods. Like I go and I instantly grab spinach, arugula, kale. Those are like my leafy greens that I always get. I always get asparagus because I like to roast that in like my air fryer or Brussels sprouts. Yes. One of those two. So freaking good.
So good.
And then I'll do like onion, potatoes if I want to like cut them up and roast them or do something. And usually like garlic and avocado, big avocado girl, always never not eat avocado. And like my fruits, I'm not gonna run you through my entire
No, like that's what I want to know.
Okay. And then like I'll eat like fruit, like if I'm having like overnight oats or something, I'll cut up fruit and put it in there. I'll do it for like a snack. So I love mango. I'm on a big kiwi kick right now.
Oh.
Unpopular opinion, I eat the kiwi skin, so that's weird. But
wait, do you eat the whole thing like an apple then? Is it?
No.
Oh, okay. So do you peel it, eat the green, and then eat the skin?
I just slice it up and I like throw away the ends. Like it's like a cucumber and I eat the skin. And I've always done that. I don't know. Like my mom used to do it like that when I was younger and my roommate always makes fun of me. So it's good. I like it. It's like a little sour. So and I know that the skin has the most nutrients in it. So okay, I'm cool. Like, let me get it.
The little fuzzies don't get you.
No, I usually wash it and I refrigerate it. So it's like cold too.
Okay. So. I'm trying it. We have to try it. If you try it, you have to tag Hayden in the podcast.
So yeah. Let me know. Let me know if you like it. And then, you know, I will get like bananas so I can freeze them to make smoothies and strawberries as well. So I can freeze them just depending on kind of like what my mood is. I usually just get like chicken and maybe like salmon if I'm feeling fancy. that's kind of like my go-to. It's very easy just to like meal prep that and like leave it in the fridge and have it all week. And then I'm on a quinoa kick right now.
Ooh.
I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I don't know. It's just so good. Like tricolor quinoa, rice. Just very basic. So that's kind of like my go-to. I like love like yogurt and fruit. I am dairy-free, so I do like the Silk almond milk yogurt, and it's pretty clean on the ingredients list. I try to steer clear of stuff because like I am gluten and dairy free, there's a lot of stuff that falls into that that I have either tried or like seen that has just like these really long ingredients lists. And like I know from myself personally, if I'm eating something that has a lot of either ingredients that I don't really know or have don't usually eat, or something that's super processed, I'll get like an IBS flare up and I'll just be bloated and not feel great. So I try to like stick to stuff that's pretty basic.
Yeah.
And I love sushi.
Oh my
So
gosh. I love sushi. It's my
so good.
favorite.
It's my favorite. It's like my treat. I get that every Saturday night. I'll do a sushi. But yeah.
I want sushi now.
Yeah.
I love sushi.
It's so good.
That sounds a lot like my grocery list as well.
Good.
And I've had that yogurt before because before I knew there was a child in my stomach, I thought I had weird digestion issues, but it was a child
It was
unknowingly.
Vinny.
I wanted the child, but I just didn't know. I wasn't taking like pregnancy tests or anything. And yeah, so I was like dairy free, gluten free. I'm like, my stomach just feels weird. No, it was a
You're
baby.
like,
It was Vinny.
something's wrong. I'm
So I, yeah,
bloated. And it's Vinny.
it's literally me being pregnant.
That is so
We
funny.
were so excited, and I was like, oh, thank goodness it's not
Oh.
dairy intolerance.
Thank
Oh,
goodness
but
I get silly ice cream.
yeah, no, for real. So, yeah, no, I ate so much cheese after that, but
As you
I,
should, as you should.
yes, I totally had those yogurts, and they're so good. I love yogurt and fruit.
I'm a big yogurt girl.
Yeah.
I've been like dabbling and kind of like incorporating some dairy, but I'm not like I do ghee butter instead of normal
Oh, yeah.
butter. So, and it's good, but I'm not, I don't know. I don't know if I want to move over to the Greek yogurt yet. I guess we'll have to see. I'll have to
Yeah.
choose a week that I'm not super busy. So in
Yeah,
case
week
something
where he
happens.
you can be close to the bathroom if you need it.
Yep. In case
Just
that.
in case. Oh.
Just in case.
Well, do you have any plans for after college? Is this your last semester? Or
This
do you
is
have a
my
little bit?
last
Is it your last?
semester.
Oh, how do you feel about almost being done through college? You studied psychology. That's amazing.
It's yeah, so I am very excited. I'm very ready to be done. This is my fifth year. So because I transferred and there was COVID, I kind of lost a lot of credits. So I am ready to move into a new space that I can grow into. I feel like I have gotten so much out of school and college, but I'm really ready to kind of like forge my own path and figure out what's next. I'm not exactly sure what I'm doing, but that's okay. I am
Yeah.
anxious about that. I'm not gonna lie. I'm an anxious girly always. But it's such a process to find a job or to possibly start my own company one day. I don't know. I'll have to
Oh.
see. Yeah, I'll have to see. I'm not sure. I think a lot of it just depends on what I want to do and what feels right in my gut. I really don't have any like fears about it though. I know it'll be good regardless of what I do. Like I'm not scared of that. It's just like I think a lot of people transitioning from college to post-college life feel that like
Yes.
unsureness. I've been in school for so long. Like I'm sure you remember it. You're like,
Oh,
no,
yes.
this is so weird. So it's a lot of that I'm going through, but I have a really great support system. My parents are both very supportive, and I definitely am not nervous about what's next. But I don't know
Yeah.
what I'm doing.
That's awesome. And I don't feel like you even need to have an answer to that now. I feel like what's cool that I've learned as I've gotten older is our life is ours and we just get to create and make whatever decisions we want whenever we want them. And there really is no right or wrong, as long as we're not like, hurting or harming others, of course. The fact that I need to put that in as a disclaimer,
Yeah.
but I feel like there's just so much opportunity out there and you can do so many different things. So that is a very exciting time, but a little bit anxious because I just remember I want to be settled. I want to know what I'm doing. And it's like, I'm not going to know that for a very long time. I totally remember when Darian and I graduated college. It was like, what do we do now? Like, I've been in school my entire life, high school, middle school, college. Like, what am I supposed to do now? It's such a crazy leap, but I think you're going into it with a good headspace, and I'm so excited to see what's next for you and to keep following along your journey.
Thank you. I'm interested to see. I'm thinking about maybe Arizona. We'll have to see.
Oh.
Yeah, because my boyfriend lives out there, Cole's out there now. So it's just, we'll have to see what goes on. I don't know.
Well, that could be
I'm
fun.
tired of the cold. Yeah.
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 Yep. Well, if you do go to Arizona, I will probably meet up with you at some point because Darian's family's still there.
Oh my God. Yeah. Let me know. I
Yeah.
would love that. I would love to see you guys.
Yes. Darian would
That
too.
would be
It'll be a powwow.
awesome.
A
A
Nashville
powwow.
2.0. Yeah.
Yeah, 2.0. Revamp it. We'll do it. We'll have a great
Yes.
time.
That was so fun going out dancing that
Oh
night.
my
Oh my
gosh.
gosh.
I was so sweaty.
You were sweaty from it. It was so cold. I was freezing. What?
Dancing so hard that I was like, and I have my big coat on. I was just
Yeah.
like, I'm giving it my all right now. It
Yeah,
was
you
so
did have
much
a big,
fun.
you had a big coat. I had like the
Yeah.
smallest, thinnest coat, and I'm like, it is cold and I'm on a rooftop. Yeah.
Were you like
Oh.
wearing a dress too? Oh my
No,
gosh.
I wore a dress the
Oh,
first night,
okay.
thank goodness. The second night I had like pants, a small shirt, and then like a very light leather coat, but
Jacket.
I was cold. Yeah, that was so
Yeah.
fun.
It was the best time. I like fell in love with Nashville too.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Maybe Nashville.
Maybe
Who
Nashville.
knows?
My
Well,
mind is open.
yeah, that's a good way to go into it. To wrap up the podcast, what I feel like you kind of already answered this, honestly, but is there anything else you would say, or what is one thing you would tell your younger self?
I would definitely tell my younger self to not be afraid to ask for help and like not be scared to. I definitely needed it in a lot of places. And I am so lucky to have like so many amazing people in my life that support me. So I think that anyone in any position where they're struggling, like it's not shameful. It's good to ask for help. Like you have to in order to get to where you want to be a lot of the times. And it helps you grow and like realize that you are not an island like
Yeah.
floating in the middle of the ocean. You have support. So that's something I would tell my younger self. She'd probably be like, "What are you talking about?" Then she'd understand. So
Love it. That's great advice. And I think that's something everybody needs to hear is that we're not alone and we can ask for help. So, oh, thank you so much. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you, your socials, so they can spam you. Everyone, give Hayden so much love.
My Instagram is my name, Hayden, but it's like very long. It's H, two A's, two Y's, two D's, EN. My TikTok is very similar. H, two A's, two Y's, two D's, then two E's, and then an N.
Oh.
If you just look up Hayden Britt, it should come up. So I am
Yeah.
very, very excited to see everyone.
Yeah, and we will have your Instagram tagged on our Instagram podcast and in the show notes as well so people can easily find you. Yay.
Cool.
Thank you so much for coming on again. It was so fun to chat. And everybody, we will talk to you all next week for some more fun and games. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.